Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. Well, it's taken just over 2 years, but our neighborhood, actually our street, has finally had every house completed and every new family now moved in. There are now 31 new homes and new families on our street. We, Ron and I, were number two. And so over the past 2 years, we've seen every house get built. And over those 2 years, we would wait just a few days after each new homeowner or homeowners would move in, and then we would stop by with a warm apple pie to welcome them to the neighborhood. Now, don't get excited. I didn't make those apple pies from scratch. I had help from two of my best friends, Sarah Lee and Marie Callender. But 30 pies later, we have gotten to know our neighbors. Ron has also kept a list of our neighbors and their contact info, and he updates everybody in the neighborhood each month with whomever the newest neighbor is who has moved in and just a little bit about them so we can get to know each other. So over the past 2 years, the neighborhood has grown, and we've all gotten to know each other. And the fellowship and the sweet spirit on this street is unmistakable. We really are blessed to have very sweet neighbors, and everyone helps each other. They share. They kind of watch out for each other. Everybody's kind. You know, Ron and I have made it just an intentional decision, every place we've lived, to be good, welcoming neighbors. We have, as we call it, pied our neighbors every place that we've lived. Not because we are overly outgoing or great pie makers, as I've mentioned before, or not because we have nothing better to do, but really it's because we believe that God has called each of us to be of influence for His glory. And you have to invest in others, have relationship with others in order to be of influence. And we don't do this because, oh, the Shawls are great. No way. No way. We do this because God is great. We are nothing. He is great. Well, you know, each of us has been called to influence others that we cross paths with. And I'm confident that you could testify about the connections you've made in your neighborhood or your workplace, your business. All are wonderful opportunities that you have had and that you've taken advantage of for influence. This year, I just want to encourage us to be even more intentional about being a woman of influence. Our example, of course, is Jesus and studying how He influenced others. And then those that He influenced, they became influencers themselves. And when we study Jesus' life, we learn characteristics that can apply in our own lives to be positive influencers. As we connect with other women, we'll have opportunity to share our experiences and what we've learned, in other words, our wisdom with them, thus sharing positive influence with them. You know, sometimes those connections will be just for a, gosh, seems like just for a moment, a few days, a few weeks, maybe for a season in time. Sometimes those connections are for much longer periods of time. But all of us already have made connection, have influence within our families and our friendships, especially with the younger women that we know and love in our lives. So, you have no doubt already begun sharing your influence with others in your contacts. And if you think about it, as I do many times, that, gosh, who am I to influence somebody? Just remember that God called each of us to use our experiences and what we've learned, in other words, our wisdom, to share and to guide when the occasion arises. And Carol Kent, in her book Becoming a Woman of Influence, suggests that we keep the mindset of Psalm 1, the first three verses, to help give us guidance as we walk daily with the Lord and continue to become a woman of influence then in others' lives. So let me read Psalm 1, verses 1 through 3, and think about how these are character qualities that as we grow deeper in the Lord, we become more valuable influence in others' lives. But it starts first with our connection to the Lord. Psalm 1:1 says, "Blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of mockers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does prospers." Isn't that a beautiful picture of how we are to stay connected to God and what to also avoid? Because we want to be godly influences, and we want to make sure that our connection to God is first, and that then, through our connection with God, our influence for him oozes out of us when we have opportunity. We don't want to walk in the counsel of the wicked. In other words, we don't want to be people who connect with those who have bad advice or bad counsel. We want to avoid that. We don't want to stand in the way of sinners. We are all sinners, but we have been saved by the blood of the Lamb. Our sins have been forgiven, and it doesn't make us perfect. We just want to make sure that we are not purposefully connecting with those who are unrepentant sinners. We don't want to be in the same pathway and in the same contact as those who are blatant sinners. We also don't want to sit in the seat of mockers, those who just make fun of others, those who mock others, those who have nothing good to say about other people. You know, those negative Nancys. I mean, we don't want to sit with them. We don't want to connect with them. This is not who we are to have counsel with. We are to be connecting with those of good counsel, of good character, those who are positive influences around us so that we can also share positive influence with them. That's where we are to be. And then when we do that, we're like a tree, Psalm says, planted by streams of water, where our roots grow deep into the Lord. Strong character people. That's who God has called us to be. We're not perfect. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all had wrong decisions and made some wrong connections at times, but we want to be intentional women of influence. We want to be intentional and think about who are we connecting with, who are we allowed to have influence in our life, and how do we build strong character because of what God has done in our life? How do we make sure that we stick with deeply planted roots in God's word every day? That's how we get to be that influence in other women's lives. Not because we're great in any way, shape, or form, but because God is great. So let's use this wisdom and keep us strong daily as we ask God for opportunity to influence others to his glory. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you receive the message from God today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.